Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Hey, it's Amy Brown here to talk about St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. For 60 years, St. Jude doctors and researchers have helped push the overall childhood cancer survivor rate from 20% to more than 80%. But we need your help getting that number to 100%. And most important, your support means that families will never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, or food. Now, that peace of mind means so much. So join me in helping St. Jude in the fight against childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope and text Bobby to 785-833. That's B-O-B-B-Y to 785-833.
The single most unifying position held by Americans is appreciation for those who protect our freedom and our families. You can help honor fallen or disabled U.S. service members and first responders by donating to Folds of Honor. They award scholarships to make sure the educational dreams of their sons and daughters and spouses live on. They have a 4 out of 4-star ranking on Charity Navigator, so you can give with confidence at foldsofhonor.org. I love my Sleep Number bed. I think sleep's very important to all of us. Sometimes we don't pay it enough attention, but if you sleep better, your life is just better. Like, sleep is the first step in a healthier life. And for me, I wake up at 3 a.m. So I may have different uses for my bed than you do, but it's time of year where you may be tempted to go get a bed and use the same old mattress store and look for the same old bed. I would say don't do that. I would say that let me tell you about Sleep Number. It lets you choose your ideal comfort on each side. There's a Sleep Number. So if you're a couple, boom. Me, I have a Sleep Number just for me. You know, I'm a 30. Optional Sleep IQ technology inside tracks your sleep, gives you personal insights. You see how life affects your sleep and how sleeping can affect your life. My setting's 30. My Sleep IQ score last night was in the 90s. There's never been a better time to visit a Sleep Number store. Save 50% on a limited edition bed during the Ultimate Sleep Number event. Plus, queen C2 mattresses, $599.99. 500 Sleep Number stores around the nation. Find one near you by calling 800-NEXT-BED. Tell them you heard it here.
Bobby Bones.
Brothers and sisters.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones.
Come on.
The Bobby Bones Show.
All right, morning. Welcome to Wednesday show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
All right, so you know our phones are always listening to us, right? Like our computers, our phones, always.
Yeah.
You can search something and you'll have an ad for it. But Amy, tell them what you were telling me before we got on the air.
Well, when I got my nails done, I was at the nail salon, obviously talking nails, nail polish, what color this, what color that. The next time I go to Instagram, probably like 30 minutes after I got my nails done, you know, the sponsored ads that are on Instagram right now was for nail polish.
Did you Google anything about that?
Nope.
Are you, now honestly, are you, do you think honestly that they heard you say that through the phone?
My phone
and there's
heard
some
me.
Sort of technology in
yes.
the phone, and now when something triggers,
100%.
It puts the ad up.
This is not the first time this has happened to me. Not just nail polish. Like, there's been other examples. And my friends, too. Like, my friend was telling me on the phone one day she needed to go to Costco. And then on her Instagram, there was a Costco ad.
Now, how do you feel about this?
I don't mind. Whatever. But, I mean, still, it's kind of creepy. It's just
it
creepy.
The thing, here's the thing. Let me just break it down for
I mean,
you.
Because, I mean,
okay?
I have the Echo, Alexa, whatever thingy. She's listening to everything.
Yeah. She's got the whole house on lock.
Amazon's got me on lock.
here's the thing, okay?
Yeah.
If they're listening, they're already listening.
Yeah.
So you might as well offer us up things we're going to like.
Exactly.
So there's nothing I can do if they're listening. Like, there's nothing I can do. But if they are, at least they're giving us a shot. Because those Facebook ads, I buy stuff off them all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just get bored and go shopping and just look through the Facebook feed and get through all the political stuff just to find ads on shoes and clothes and stuff. And I'll buy them from there.
Well, and that stuff too, they base that on things that you've recently Googled.
Okay, I don't care how they do it. Sometimes I just yell a bunch of words on my computer and then it pulls it up and I just shop.
Really?
On Facebook. Yeah. No.
Oh.
No.
Well, that's what's happening on Instagram. I'm not typing anything. I'm not Googling anything. It is just hearing me.
Yeah. I believe you.
Believe it. I'll show you next time. We'll talk about something and then I'll pull it up.
Bobby Bones. Recognizing people doing cool things.
It's ICU.
This is awesome. A police dog named Freya needed about 20 minutes to track down a missing teen with autism. Listen to the story. Freya works with the sheriff's office in Louisiana. And Freya, the dog's specialty, is tracking down lost kids. How do you do it? Ask me. How does she do it?
How does she do it?
They took her to the house and like smelled the clothes of the kid.
Mm-hmm.
And took the scent. Went to the wooded area where they thought the kid was. And Freya, the dog, found the teen. She was scared. Curled up. But was like, boom, right to her.
That's amazing.
Isn't that crazy? Man, dogs and kids and old people that graduate, I love those
stories.
Those
are the good ones,
man.
Oh, my
goodness.
Yes, I know. Like, I love that you put them in that order.
Yeah. And they're all pretty 1A, 1B, 1C.
Sure.
Dogs, kids, and old people that graduate. Those
yes.
are amazing stories. Anyway, I see you, Freya.
I see you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Ray. A Missouri man has been charged with trying to plan a terrorist attack in Kansas City. Luckily, he was caught by an FBI agent. In weather news, more heavy rain is hitting Northern California. State of emergencies have been declared in various places. San Jose had floodwaters chest deep in some places. And finally, officials are still searching for Tom Brady's jersey. Whoever stole it could face 5 years in jail. So there you go.
You gotta be kidding me. Are you kidding?
What?
They released a new iPhone in 2 weeks?
Maybe.
Well, I can't keep up. They release iPhones faster.
They
will release upgrades to my iPhone stuff.
Mm-hmm. You're probably gonna have to get it.
It says Apple could be releasing a new iPhone in 2 weeks. Wow. UPS has been testing drone deliveries in Florida. Here's why. Not because UPS is trying to get better at being UPS. Everybody's got to compete with Amazon.
Exactly.
Walmart's been doing free delivery.
Mm-hmm.
Like somebody jumps out front, then everybody's got to keep up, or they just don't use them anymore.
We just saw this morning on the news, Walmart's up. They're catching up to Amazon.
They're up. Good
but,
for them.
But not quite.
Do love
Amazon.
Walmart.
Yeah.
52 seasons of Days of Our Lives. It's just been renewed for its 52nd season.
That's crazy. My grandma used to watch it all the time.
Now, I never watched soap operas.
I did.
Yeah.
Young and the Restless, though.
Now, they never end, though, would be my problem. Like,
yeah, I haven't watched it in years, and I feel like I could turn on Young and the Restless and sort of figure out what's going on.
Like, there's always an evil twin, right?
Yes, you're right. There is.
Seems like every time I would turn it on, like, Da Vinci's evil twin was back to justify the love.
Yeah. They come back to life and stuff.
Yeah. It's like wrestling.
Yeah.
All right, let's do good news now. That's what we're here for. Let's go.
Bobby Bones Show.
Positivity time here on your Wednesday. Tell me something good. Or
tell me something good.
So Hoda Kotb, you know, she works on the Today Show.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got to do the show, and she's as awesome off the camera as she is on. She just became the mother of a baby girl. She adopted a baby girl. She said she's a Valentine's baby, so she's a little nugget. She said during a phone call in the Today Show. So congratulations to Hoda.
So cute.
I saw after the last time I did that show, the Today Show, I was walking out. She was having lunch, like right outside,
uh-huh.
her and one of her friends. And she stopped me walking and was like, hey. And I was like, whoa, you're Hoda. You shouldn't stop me after the show. Like, you can stop being fake.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, no. She's a huge country music fan.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
She's
so,
really nice.
And then hopefully I get to walk in one day and go, this just in, Amy's two adopted kids are now here too.
Yeah.
And they're here for an interview.
That'll be a tell me something good.
Yeah, and then I'll have a Bobby cast with them.
Sure.
All right, you're up, Amy.
So there's a police officer. His name is Jason Bourne.
No way.
Yeah, way. And he stopped to help a driver stranded on the side of the highway with a tire blowout. Happened to be an 18-year-old student. And he was like, I'm going to help you change your tire, but I'm going to teach you how to do it, too. Well, then the spare didn't match. Well, no worries. Jason Bourne took him to the tire shop, bought him two new tires.
Dang.
Then Jason Bourne started a GoFundMe thing to buy this kid reliable transportation because his car didn't really work that great. Ah!
And then he fought off a bunch of Russians that were trying to attack him.
Exactly.
That's funny. Lunchbox, you're up.
Encore Barn Grill in Wisconsin burned to the ground, so the employees are out of jobs. So the rival bar and grill called Bug-Eyed Betty's, the owner said, we're going to help you out.
Wow.
Is giving them the employee discount and started a GoFundMe page. And he said, we may be a rival restaurant, but we're all in this together. We're all human beings.
Wow.
That's awesome. See what I'm talking about. That's the good news, what we're here for. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being a part of the team here. I'm on Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones. Yep.
Get your Bobby Bones on.
Follow Bobby on Snapchat. Username Bobby Bones Show.
What did you do yesterday?
I worked on my podcast, and my girlfriend came over, and we danced for the first time in a long time.
Together? Or Dance Dance Revolution?
No, like those dance workouts. You know, I told you I have those DVDs. And sometimes she comes over and we do those workouts, and we haven't done it in weeks. But she came over and got our groove on. It's fun.
Yeah, dancing's fun.
I put on iHeartRadio Spin Cycle Remix.
I saw you tweet that out. Wait, you were dancing to that?
No, that was when I was trying to do some sprints. I did four.
You did four sprints total?
Yeah, 30 seconds as fast as I could.
Yeah?
Yeah. I was just easing back in, you know?
Are you sore?
Yeah.
My girlfriend does these things on the road where she does 500 push-ups and then runs a 5K. Like, that's her workout for the day.
Yeah.
So, when I was in Little Rock, I did that in the hotel. Like, mm-hmm. And I do push-ups every day. But I did 500, and I can't move my arms.
Oh, wow, yeah.
And I did yoga. Ugh. She's a machine, man.
Yeah, that's legit. Not 500. I mean, you break it up, right?
Yeah, you had to break it up.
Yeah, I was like, wow.
I love that.
Dang.
You have to break it up at sets of 25, and then you have to get up, take a shower, have some dinner, go to bed, yeah, all that.
Bobby Bones Show. Here's the latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Amy's 30 Second Skinny.
So Miranda Lambert is accepting applications for her second annual Women's Creator Scholarship. It's given to a female student studying songwriting at Belmont University here in Nashville. Candidates must complete an online application, submit an original song, and then a committee reviews it. Finalists are sent to Miranda, and she picks.
That's cool. I always like people giving back like that, because she doesn't have to do that.
Not at all.
Yeah, and I don't know Miranda, but that and the Mutt Nation stuff she does for dogs, those are two things that I also find important, like education and animals, and I feel like we could be friends.
Yeah. You do that. You do a scholarship at your school.
I do.
Yeah.
I do.
Okay, so Eric Church is continuing his battle against scalpers. So far, he's canceled more than 25,000 scalp tickets for his tour and releasing them back to the public. Recovered tickets are now on sale for remaining shows, so that's pretty cool, too.
Yep.
I'm Amy. That's your 30 Second Skinny.
Yeah. Bones. Over to your lunchbox. Bonehead time.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Boise, Idaho. A 22-year-old man was on a construction site, had a nail gun in his hand, kind of goofing around, trips.
Ah.
Pulls the trigger.
Ah.
Shoots a nail right into his groin area.
Oh.
1.5-inch nail into the groin area, rushed to the hospital.
The groin area is pretty vague. Is it into his knee or into like his?
yeah, that's what I mean by groin area.
Yeah, because I mean you can pull your groin; it doesn't actually. It's not your boogle, you know. But he shot it down to his goo.
It's Google.
Oh,
wait,
no.
I thought you were all calling it a Nini.
You know it has lots of names.
Okay.
It's shit.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, but he's expected to make a full recovery.
How do you? Like, mentally. I don't think you ever make a full recovery.
I'm not sure that you do, yeah.
I don't expect him to. You're asking.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Oh.
Bones. Trying to save a few bucks, so I bought a 3-pack of deodorant.
Oh, okay.
Sam's Club approach.
Nice,
I was just at the store, and it was 3-pack.
Buy in bulk.
Yeah, and I buy this Old Spice type deodorant, and I put it on. I haven't had it before, but it was $4 for 3 sticks of it.
Mm-hmm.
So I buy it, and I put one in a travel bag, and I have 2 in my bathroom. I start to put it on. I don't think anything about it. And I'm laying in bed a couple nights ago, and I'm like, something smells funky. I don't think anything about it. Last night I'm laying in bed, and I'm like, man, is my BO just even worse than it normally is? And it's not even BO, it's the deodorant. The deodorant smells worse than I could smell after.
Oh, that's not good.
It's not good.
No. And now you have 3 of them.
And now
Yes. Now, it was only $4, but I thought I was saving dollars. I looked at the brand. It's not all Old Spices. This one's called Old Spice Funk.
Oh. No. Old Spice, I think of my dad.
It's called Swagger.
The scent?
Yes.
Oh, great. My dad's probably buying that. He's probably like, yeah, Swagger.
It smells.
It doesn't smell swag.
I asked Lindsay, I was like, do I smell worse than normal? And you smell the stick, it smells great. But I don't do the whole to try to find deodorant without aluminum or something. I'm not like you.
Yeah, I make my own.
I know. Do you make your husband's deodorant?
No, he won't really. No, he's not into that. But I try. I try to get him to be, but.
Does he just pick out a deodorant and not worry about the aluminum stuff?
Yeah, I have to tell him to stay away from Swagger.
Oh, no, yeah. Don't get Old Spice Swagger. Yeah. Old Spice has some other good stuff.
Okay.
But not that kind of deodorant. Who's Cole Swindell's celebrity crush?
Oh, man. What? I was going to tell you in the skinny.
Oky, you can hold off on it.
Okay.
Amy will tease me during songs. Go, hey, did you hear who Cole Swindell? And I went, who, Luke Bryan? And then she laughed. And then, okay, so we're waiting for the skinny?
Yeah.
Okay. You know who sent me a really nice note? And I think he sent a few of his nice notes was Charlie Worsham. Mm-hmm. And he wrote so much, a handwritten note, that it was on the front and the back.
Yeah.
It was on the front, then he drew an arrow to the back. And it was very nice. I'm not going to read it because it was, like, way too nice.
And, but, like, personal, too. Like, it's legit. Like, it's not like he wrote the same thing on everyone's letter.
Yeah, and I can read one part of it. And I love Charlie Worsham and love his music, and he's super talented. If you don't know Charlie Worsham, he has a song called Cut Your Groove Now.
L-O-V. You got a melody, make him hear it. Shout it out loud and clear till you rattle the walls of the atmosphere. Start right now, start right here, cause the world keeps spinning like an old big troll.
But he wrote a comment that I made a long time ago. I said, hey, you're pretty much our show's Bill Murray. Which for David Letterman, Bill Murray was always the guest that he would have on anytime he needed anything to do. Aww. And Charlie come on so many times. And then Charlie, you know, said he went through some sort of discovery phase and just went away for a long time. And he was like, I always remember you said that. And I thought that was really cool. But the fact that he remembered something like that and then wrote a note like that, handwritten notes, man, thing of the past, but still awesome whenever you get them.
Yeah, he's got it down.
Unless it's someone begging for something. Sometimes I get those. Will you please play my song? Signed. Keith Urban. And I'm like, stop, Keith. Stop sending me the handwritten
letters.
Yeah, send me handwritten notes. No, I'm kidding. He doesn't do that. Claire in Richmond, Virginia. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm really good. What's going on?
Okay, so I had to share the story about my husband when he got Old Spice Swagger.
Oh, the same deodorant. Yeah, the same deodorant I have that smells like BO, right?
Oh, my. I was pregnant. He started wearing it when I was pregnant, and I was nauseous all the time, and I would cry every single day, and I'd be like, you smell awful, like rotten milk. And he'd get so irritated with me, and I'd roll the windows down in the car, and I finally realized it was his deodorant. Like, the stick smelled fine, but, like, on the body, it was disgusting.
That's exactly what's happening to me, because I had my girlfriend go, smell the stick, and she smelled it. She goes, it smells pretty pleasant. And I was like, yeah, but when it's in my armpit, it is not good. And it was the same one, right? Swagger?
Yes.
You would think, like, a name like Swagger, it'd make you, like, smell all cool.
Yeah.
No, he did not smell cool. Like, I cried. I mean, we would go to, like, family functions, and he'd be near me because he was trying to be all sweet because I was pregnant. And I was like, go away, you stink.
A little bit of the crying, though, you have to attribute to being pregnant, not just a swagger, right?
Right.
Okay.
I like to think that, but even now, like, if I see it in the store, I start to tear up. I'm like, God, get it away.
I have to get rid of it then.
Yeah.
Claire, you're calling me from Richmond. It just furthers the, I just am out, you know, the $5 or whatever I spent on it.
Yeah.
There's a reason, I guess it was $3 for $5 and nobody's buying it.
I know. We're kind of ruining it for everyone, or maybe we're saving it for everyone. I'm not sure.
I think that's it. But I just lost my Old Spice Swagger endorsement, I'm being told.
I'm so sorry.
All right, bye, Claire. Thank you for listening. Thank you for calling.
Thank you, guys.
Bye. I'm surprised anybody would call about that.
I know.
Maybe that's a problem that no one wants to admit, but we all suffer from. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, I have a hemorrhoid. No, it hasn't flared up in years, but I'm the voice of young hemorrhoids because I know what it's like. And people would thank me. I walk down the street and people would be like, psst. I'd be like, yeah, what's up? I just want to thank you because I'm also have a hemorrhoid on. You're the voice. You would make me feel, you know, free and be myself. I'm like, you're welcome, nanny, grandma.
But back then we were in our 20s. So
Are
you still the voice of young hemorrhoids?
I'm always the voice. Once the voice, always the voice. When you stand for something, you don't ever stop standing for it.
I didn't know if you age. Like, I'm the voice of, you know, as we get older, do you become the voice of older hemorrhoids? your hemorrhoids
Yeah,
aging.
But still in my 30s. I think hemorrhoids are something that either you have a baby.
Yes.
And you push one and that happens, or you're 100.
Okay.
So I'm the voice of young hemorrhoids, and don't buy that kind of deodorant. So. Bobby Bones. You know, today is the 90th anniversary of NBC. Did you know that?
Wow. That's a long time. I didn't know.
Jeez, I didn't know TV been around that long. Back in my day. Did you ever have a black and white TV? Ever?
No, but I had the little TV with the antenna and the knobs. Like.
Yeah. I had a black and white TV. I bought at a yard sale when I was a kid.
Uh-huh.
And you had to put the antenna, like the and I put a clothes hanger on top of it to get it to work. Nah, whatever. It was back about 90 years ago.
Yeah, kids these days, they have no idea.
These are all NBC shows. Are you ready?
Ready.
See if you can name it by the theme. This one's easy. Ready?
Yeah, Friends.
What, excuse me?
Friends.
Yeah, correct. The weird thing is, we don't think of that as an NBC show anymore because it's on every channel and mostly TBS now.
I don't think I could have told you the network if you asked me.
It's on Nickelodeon. It's on TBS. Yeah. Friends was an NBC show. All right, name the NBC show.
Hey, baby, I hear the blues are calling. Tossed salads and scrambled eggs. Mercy.
Is that familiar?
And yeah.
Maybe I seem a bit confused. Yeah, maybe, but I got you pegged. But I don't know what to do with those tossed salads and scrambled eggs.
Shoot.
Come on.
Frasier?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's it.
Okay,
yeah.
Yes.
I never understood people that watched Frasier.
Yeah, they were really into it.
Because it was on at the same time as Home Improvement. And Home Improvement was more of like what I felt was like the Common Man show. And I thought that was so funny. It was a huge success.
Yes.
I just never understood how people could watch that over. I thought Tim the Toolman Taylor was so funny. How about this one? NBC shows, NBC's 90th anniversary. Come on. Newer.
Newer?
Yeah, it's not on anymore, but it's newer.
Okay.
Go ahead. You're the only one playing, so you can say.
ER?
No, Parks and Rec.
Oh, I never watched that. Okay.
This one should be easy.
Law and Order.
Law and Order, yeah. How about this one?
Making your way in the world today takes everything.
Cheers.
Cheers, yeah.
Taking a break from all your.
This song's so good. Is it a real song?
No, it's the Cheers theme
really
song,
like it.
I think. I would bet it's just was written for that, but I'm not sure. But I wonder if, because Cheers was a little before my time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't remember really Cheers being on TV,
oh.
But I watched it in reruns. And I wonder if kids now know Cheers at all, because I don't see it on reruns.
No, you're right.
But that song, it's...
Yeah, it makes me happy.
It's on a new commercial now, too.
The world today takes everything you got.
I'll give you one more. Ready?
Mm-hmm, yeah. Oh, The Office.
Yeah. I'll talk about this later, but I was watching The Office last night with my girlfriend, and we were sitting there, and we're almost done. We're almost season 7, right?
And how many were there?
There are 9 seasons, okay. But I'm talking about there are 20 episodes a season, so we've watched like 100.
That's a lot.
But I've not watched anything else instead. And I think her cup is full of just watching The Office.
Uh-huh. Her Michael Scott cup is full.
I'll tell you about that. Because it definitely wasn't an argument, but she wanted to, she had something to say.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, great. And we would have had a cool, because Eddie told me about him, like I think it was, Eddie didn't show up to work today. So we had another cool Eddie story too about that.
Maybe we could call him?
About dumb fight. No, I'm not calling him, no. Bones. I saw the police report on Tom Brady's stolen or missing jersey, and it's $500,000 the value.
Wow.
People are like, wow, the cops value that at $500,000? It turns out they ask you how much things are valued at. And once I started to think about that, I was like, yeah, when I got robbed, they're like, how much was your iPad worth? And I was like, $800.
Wow.
But they said $500,000.
Okay, got it.
So they were like, how much? They were like, $500,000. I should have said, but my iPod. Oh, yeah, $500,000.
Easily.
But that people were freaking out because that's what it said, but the cops didn't value that. And listen, it may get that on some sort of bidding market. I'm not sure.
Maybe.
I mean, that's the greatest comeback in Super Bowl history. And the jersey he was wearing. Think of what he'd get for his underwear. I wonder if he saved, like, all of it. He saved every socks, underwear, puts it all up.
That's what you want?
Yeah. Mr. Bobby Bones. Amy mentioned this earlier in the skinny, but I kind of want to bring it up again. It's ICU.
Wow.
Bobby Bones.
Come on.
Recognizing people doing cool things.
It's ICU.
Eric Church canceled 25,000 tickets to people that bought tickets and tried to resell them for more money. Mm-hmm. Basically scalpers, but also bots do this too. Mm-hmm. So you can program it. So he just canceled 25,000 tickets and then is re-releasing them again. So like he's taking on the big machine.
Yeah. He's not messing around.
And so we'll see what happens. Other people have tried too, but I admire the fight. And all these tickets that were bought, he just gobbles them back up. What if you buy them? Like, what if I'd have bought some from a scalper and then I have them?
Mm-hmm.
Did he take them back from me?
I don't know.
Because I was thinking about buying some scalp tickets to watch Chris Rock.
Yeah.
And I don't want Chris Rock going, I'm taking them back.
Hmm.
What's the deal with scalpers? I'm taking their tickets back.
I don't know. You're going to have to ask Eric.
Anyway, Eric Church, I see you for trying to make a change, man. That's really cool. I see you. Over to you, Amy.
Bobby Bones Show.
Here's the latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Amy's 30-second skinny.
Cole Swindell was doing an interview with Maxim about his current single, or his latest one, his seventh single, Flatliner, which he has with Dierks Bentley. And he was talking about how he wrote the song with Dierks Bentley in mind. And then Dierks was like, hey, we should sing it together. And then Cole said he didn't have a particular girl or female in mind when he was writing it, but his celebrity crush is Taylor Swift.
Oh, he's just trying to get Taylor at this point. You don't say that unless you're just trying to get Taylor. Is he still with that same girl?
Yeah.
He is?
Yeah.
You don't say that unless you're trying to make a move.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a move.
Ugh.
I know a move when I see him. Made a few myself. That's a move. That's a seed. That's a seed planter.
Yeah.
For whenever she wants to come back to country, mm-hmm. then she starts dating him a little bit, and then it's like, oh, welcome back.
No. Yeah. No, Cole has a girlfriend.
Okay. Yeah, for now.
So, did you see that the umbrella that Britney Spears used in the attack 10 years ago this week is up for auction?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are they expecting for that?
I don't have a number. Did you see a number? Mm. I didn't see one. But the paparazzi dude that is auctioning it off, he says, don't worry, I'm not going to keep all the money. I'll donate half of it to a charity of Britney's choice, which I'm sure Britney is like, okay, thanks, dude. And then I guess he's going to keep the rest. I don't know.
He should keep all of it if he wants. Well, it's his nice. Umbrella.
Well, I know, but it is nice of him to offer half to charity. And he was attacked by it.
You know, it's also weird and smart to grab that umbrella after you've just been attacked and she just beats the crap out of a van with it.
Do you think he's just been holding on to it for the 10-year anniversary?
Yeah, like, he's been holding on to it. Yeah, probably.
I know. Okay, I'm Amy. That's your 30-second skinny.
It's smart to grab that umbrella.
Sure.
Who knew that would be such a crazy thing, though, right?
Crazy time, yeah.
Bobby Bones.
Hey, y'all.
Brothers and sisters.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones.
Come on.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Mm. It's funny people are eating oranges in the shower now.
Why?
Because they're so messy. So people are like, I always want orange. I get too messy. So now when I go take a shower, I eat them in the shower.
I've never heard of that.
Because they get all over your hands and all over your shirt and all over your face. Well, so people are supposed to picture them eating them in the shower because, like, I can eat it and then it's all done.
Love it. I had no idea that was a thing.
Today's National Margarita Day. And to celebrate, you can buy a $525 bottle of tequila.
Sweet.
That's what's in a margarita, tequila?
Yeah. But that's too expensive.
Grand Patron Bordeaux costs $525. It's distilled with flakes of gold.
Oh, yeah, the gold.
And it's just like regular tequila, but it's meant to be enjoyed like scotch.
Like sipping.
$525.
Sipping tequila. You have a bottle that's worth sort of like that much?
I do, and I never touch it because I'm like, I don't know. One, I don't drink. And two, what am I going to do with that? I'm not letting you guys drink it.
No.
So who's ever going to drink it? It's just going to sit there, and people are going to be like, dang, it's a nice bottle. It's like a piece of art.
Mm-hmm.
The expensive drinks, when you have them, can you tell, really?
No, my palate, I mean, some people I guess can, but my palate, I once did a blindfolded wine tasting thing with like $2 bottle of wine versus like a $25 bottle of wine, and I picked the $2 as the most expensive, so I'm not a sophisticated palate.
Yeah, that's how I am with those mushrooms. What are they called?
Truffles.
Yeah, they'll be like, you want truffles on the side? I'd be like, sure, how much are they? Well, that's like $28. And I'm like, you know what? It's a special night.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
go ahead
and add them. Then I get them like, this tastes like, tastes like bad mushrooms.
Oh, really?
I don't even like mushrooms, first of all, but I'm thinking for that kind of money.
Mm-hmm.
I was watching a story about truffles on like 60 Minutes.
Wow.
Time marches on, right? I'm watching a story about truffles on 60 Minutes.
Crazy night.
And so they have black market truffles.
Oh, yeah.
And people are faking it, and they're worth thousands of dollars.
Yeah, because truffle oil is super expensive. There's money in truffles.
You can have mine. When you go on Wheel of Fortune, and I wonder, and I'm going to give you the phone number and ask our listeners to call if you've ever been on a game show, period. Because this would be fun.
Yeah.
I don't care what game show it is. If you've ever been on a game show, call us. 877-77-BOBBY. Because the story from the New York Post is, how much do you actually get when you win Wheel of Fortune? But call us if you've been on any game show. 877-77-BOBBY. According to the show's website, 10,000 people are selected to audition. 200 make it to the final round. And they give out-of-town contestants $1,000 to travel in.
Okay.
But they like to have in-town contestants because they have to pay that money. Let's say you win $31,000 in cash and prizes. Okay? And so everything's taxed like regular income. In the end, you walk away with about $6,000.
What?
Yeah.
That seems like more than tax.
Yeah, to say you win $31,000 in cash and prizes.
Six?
Yeah. All the game show winnings are taxed like regular income, and in the end, you walk away with about $6,000.
Oh, man, that's a bummer. I mean, you're still ahead.
Yeah. Though.
And maybe you got a Hawaiian vacation in your future and a free car. But then do you have to end up paying the tax on the car?
Amy, you're adding way more prizes to this.
I'm just thinking of things I've seen.
You're playing
on
Wheel of Fortune. And you're playing Price is Right, too, where they open up the thing.
Oh, yeah.
But apparently when you win something, it's taxed even more. It's like a bonus at work. If you get a bonus, it's taxed even more than normal. We wouldn't know that because we ain't got any bonuses.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Chris in Tulsa, what's happening?
Hey, man, I was just calling and say I was on the Price is Right.
How did you get on? Did you go in with the purpose, or did you just stop by and get in the crowd?
Well, I was walking around Hollywood, and there was a guy handing out little tickets, and I thought, cool, man, I'm down there by myself because I was single. And so I was just doing it, and they was like, you got free tickets to the Price is Right. You want one? I said, yeah. Show up at 7:30. They sent you through a whole interview process before. And that's how they pick their contestants.
Were you crazy in the interview? Like, go crazy!
No, because if you're crazy, then they say, well, he's too crazy. So you got to have that happy medium.
Strategy.
Yeah.
But you don't know until you go in. So once you get in there, the show starts. And I'm the second one to get called on. They call my name. That's when you go crazy. You just lose it.
Did you know they were going to call you?
No, you don't know until they hold their little card up and you hear the guy, come on down.
Okay, so you run down, you're acting nuts. Did you ever get up on stage?
Yes, that's what I was telling you. You were talking about the taxes.
Yeah.
If you say I'm in California and I live in Oklahoma, you're taxed in both states.
Oh.
And if you do not pay that whole thing, you don't get any of your prizes. You have to pay taxes for everything or you don't get the prizes.
Wow.
And you don't get the prize until your show airs, which is 3 to 6 months out.
Wow.
Wait, what did you win?
I won a car and a little kitchen set. That was, you know how you say your bid? That was the kitchen set. And it was a Toyota Prius. And I got it. And you go back home and go to the car lot and pick it out.
Wow. It's like Behind the Music, Price is Right.
Yeah.
I had no idea. Lunchbox, if we had any game show, what would it be? Game show.
Oh, Price is Right.
That's yours?
Yeah.
Amy?
Wheel of Fortune. What about you?
Jeopardy.
Oh, duh.
Duh.
Wait, what do you mean, duh?
So yeah. Mr. Quiz Bowl, of course you're going to dominate Jeopardy. Jeopardy is for smart people that know a lot of things, and you know a lot of things about everything in this world.
But
and
why
you're
would
the
you
smartest.
Guys? That's not, don't be negative.
No, it was definitely. No, that's not negative. It's like, oh, yeah, that's easy. We should have known. I shouldn't have even asked. I should have been like, Bobby on Jeopardy for 500, Alex.
Yeah.
Hey, Chris, thank you for the call, man. I really appreciate that.
Thank you. You guys have a great day.
Yeah, you too, bud. That's it. That's so interesting. Hey, Lisa in Dayton, Ohio.
Hey, Bobby.
Hey, so what, you were on 3 episodes of Wheel of Fortune?
No, my dad was on 3 episodes of Wheel of Fortune back in the late 80s. But the catch is, back then, any money you won, you had to go to a showroom and buy trips, furniture, jewelry, anything your heart could desire. So my brothers and I actually all have furniture in our houses from Wheel of Fortune in the late 80s still. Bookcases, I think there were some couches. He won a trip to Hawaii, and my mom still has some jewelry. But I think she may have pawned off some of it.
So, let me ask you a question for a second. You won money, but you couldn't spend the money. Like, secretly, you had to go buy stuff with the money.
They had showrooms.
So. Yeah, but I'm saying, though, you couldn't take the money. You couldn't take the money
Correct.
With you.
You couldn't walk away with cash. You had to buy stuff in their showroom.
You know, like, go to their basement and pick out what you wanted.
Exactly.
Well, we're going to take you to Pat Sajak's house. You can pick out anything from Pat Sajak's kitchen, yes.
Exactly. You go into Vanna White's house.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Lee, thank you very much for calling. Really appreciate that.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Yeah, you too. I have a lot of great calls. We can grab some more of these in a minute if you want. By the way, I'll be in Muskegon, Michigan on Friday night. My funny Antelone comedy tour. I'd love to see you guys out there. Over to Lee and Raleigh. Hey, Lee.
Hey.
What's happening?
Oh, I'm so excited to talk to you. I love your show, and I love my Pimp and Joy t-shirt. It's my favorite shirt.
Well, thank you very much, and thanks for supporting the cause. Now, what we're talking about is going on game shows. I'm fascinated now. All you guys keep calling and talking about how fun it is to go on game shows. What did you do?
I got to go on Wheel of Fortune about 9 years ago, and it was super fun. They were all very nice and welcoming, and it was great.
What'd you win, though?
$29,000.
What?
Wow.
And what'd you do with that money?
Oh, goodness. Bought appliances, redid the floor, that sort of thing.
All right, so you just didn't go blow it in Vegas?
No.
You didn't bet it on red and spin the wheel?
The wheel, I'll tell you, the wheel and the board are so much smaller than they look like on TV.
Oh, you mean so like the Wheel of Fortune wheel? It's not humongous like it looks like?
Yeah, it looks hard to spin.
Right.
Like, yeah, it looks like it's really heavy. It's like, ugh.
It is pretty heavy, but everything's so much smaller. It is weird, yeah. But really fun. Everyone should go on a game show at some point.
I agree. Can you get me on? Like, who...
Yeah, you have a hookup.
I would love to go on a game show. Let's take one more because I love these calls. Here's Kirsten in Fort Campbell, Kentucky. Hey, Kirsten.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Thank you for calling the show. Appreciate that.
Yeah, no worries.
So you went on a show?
I did. I was on Wheel of Fortune about 6 years ago, 7 years ago.
I'm starting to feel like every listener in it's been on Wheel of Fortune except
apparently,
us. Yes.
My dream.
Because we're pretty cool.
Apparently. You go on the show. What'd you win?
I won a 7-day trip to New York City and about $3,000 cash.
Man, it was awesome. It was just awesome,
goodness.
Right?
Yes, bucket list. Crossed it off.
Did you get a picture with Pat Sajak?
They don't allow pictures.
What?
No. And they won't even give you a recording of the show. If you want a recording of the show, you have to do it yourself.
That's weird.
Wait a minute. So you don't get... Wait, what did Pat Sajak look like in person?
He's really short.
Really?
Yeah. A little secret behind the show, there's risers that you stand on, and they move the risers, basically, so that you're all level and even and as tall as Pat is.
Oh, wow.
So they knock you down a notch if you're taller than Pat.
Right.
And they
right.
pump him up a little bit.
Wow.
What about Vanna White?
And Vanna, she was actually really sick the day that I was there.
Oh.
So I didn't get to meet her, but if you had, they have a blog and everything, and they say that she normally comes in the dressing room and says hello and talks and chats prior to the show. However, because she was sick, she didn't get to do that.
Diarrhea?
No idea. I didn't get that intimate with her.
I'd have been like, hey, what's up, Vanna? Where is she? All right, hey, Kirsten, thank you for the call. Really appreciate that.
No worries. Have a great day.
Yeah, you too. Hey, if you're listening right now and you hear a song that you like on the radio, we're playing a song, and you have iHeartRadio All Access, like any song that you hear, you go boop, and you save it right there. It's awesome inside of iHeartRadio All Access. So if I play something, and you're like, hey, I love that song. First, what is it? Oh, cool, and then I want to save it. You hit the button, saves right, and then you can even take it offline and not use your data. So... I use iHeartRadio All Access all the time. Like, I post songs on my Instagram.
Yeah.
Like, hey, I like this song. Mr. Bobby Bones. Lunchbox, you consider yourself like a bad boy, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Rule breaker,
you know, just out there hardcore, just doing things that you aren't supposed to do.
Like what, though? Because I know you always talk about your bad reputation.
I mean, I just do things. Like, you say that return fraud where, you know, you take things back when you're not supposed to, you know.
So that makes you a bad boy.
Yeah, things like that.
You bought a TV for the Super Bowl. then you took it back right after, and that makes you a bad boy?
That's one of the things. I mean, there's other things. I mean, I just can't, off the top of my head, I mean, I just do things that most people wouldn't do. I'm kind of crazy like that.
If you struggle, I don't think it's that bad.
I'm a bad dude.
If you struggle
to figure out what you do that's bad. You have no tattoos.
No tattoos. That doesn't make you a bad boy.
I don't know. I got three. People always look scared of me when I'm walking by. In short sleeves for like...
I watch people like sort of like...
Amy has three too.
Yeah.
Yep.
No, I have two. I want to get three.
Oh, you should get another one.
I know. I'm working on it.
They have freckle tats now.
Mm-hmm.
And people are actually getting these tattoos on your face that make your freckles deeper. And so you're going in.
Or they're just adding freckles.
Yeah. And so people go in and they get tattooed. Man, people are just looking for any reason to try to look different. They have eyebrow and eyeliner tattooing as well. That eye stuff is crazy to me because you're letting that needle near your eye from someone who's not even a doctor.
Yeah.
And.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. Like, no.
Well, they are trained.
Okay. But now for 8 years or 12 years or 4. No.
Oh, yeah, because medical.
Don't get near my eyeballs with any needles or unless you are a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Doctors are like angels.
Yeah, they are.
It's like an angel. And then right below that's a doctor. And right below that's like, I don't know, Beyonce or something. I'm not quite sure who started right now. I'm still trying to figure that out.
She may think that, yeah.
But doctors are like almost angels to us, right?
They are.
We trust them?
With everything.
Yeah, everything.
Really, honestly, I do. I'm like, okay, well, doctor said so.
Yeah. I have this. Here, let's do a Never Gonna Get It. Because this one's pretty tough. And we'll give our listeners a shot here to win a prize. You're never gonna get it. All right, 2 in 10 women say that this is the greatest sound to them. We'll make it easier. 1 in 5 women, we'll do the math, say this is the greatest sound to them. Like, that's a lot. You talk to 5 women, well, one of them are like, oh, this is the sound that I love the most. Amy, what do you have over there?
I'm thinking of, like, for me, something refreshing, like when I pop something on something carbonated, like a carbonated can. Like,
interesting.
No?
Lunchbox.
Easy. Cha-ching, the sound of a cash register.
Oh, like you're buying something, shopping. Yep. No. Both of those are wrong. 1 in 5 women say this is the greatest sound in the world. Call, you can try to win. You want another shot at this?
Yeah.
1 in 5 women say this is their sound, like the greatest sound in the world to them. 1 in 5 women, I don't think you're going to get it. Amy.
A cat purring.
A cat purring, yeah. Lunchbox.
Oh. Husband's voice.
Okay. Is that what you hope your wife said?
Yeah, that was her answer.
Yeah.
I have another guess.
Did you ask her or are you just assuming that's
I
her
I just
answer?
Assume because she likes to hear my voice.
Mm. Let's go to Barry in Georgia. Hi, Barry. What do you think it is? Barry. Barry.
It's rainfall?
No, not the rain, though. Appreciate it. Hey, what are you doing right now, Barry?
I'm driving a truck.
Is it raining right now where you are?
It was a little bit earlier, but not. It's clear right now.
Let me ask you a question. So I was doing some night driving, and a lot of trucks on the road late at night, and these rocks fly up in my windshield, right? And they hit my windshield. If that happens to me, can I track you down and get your license plate number and then get the money back from you, or am I just out of luck?
Hey, you're out of luck.
No, because I think I got a ding in my windshield from a truck. Does that, Barry, what is that happening a lot?
My back glass just got busted yesterday on my own truck, so I got to fix it myself. So you have to fix yours yourself.
No. Oh, okay. Well.
Yep.
Because it happened to Barry.
It's just life.
Hey, Barry, thanks for the call. I do appreciate that, even though you didn't get it right.
All right, thank you.
See you, bud. Corey in Southern Mississippi, how are you?
Good, how you doing?
I'm good. You got 1 in 5. The women say this is their sound. What do you think it is?
I'm going to say a man vacuuming the house.
Why's it got to be a man? A little sexism there, Corey? Huh?
Hey, I'm just speaking from experience.
Okay.
My wife loves it when I vacuum, which isn't very often.
I guess just anybody but them vacuuming. That's the sound.
That's not it. Let me do one more. Leslie in Palm City, Florida. Hi, Leslie.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for listening. All right, 1 in 5 women say this is their sound.
A baby laughing.
Now, that is a good guess.
Cute.
That is a good guess. It's wrong. Oh, yeah. Travis in Austin, hello.
Hey, what's going on, Bobby?
Never going to get it. What do you think?
I'll get it. It's the bottle of wine popping at the cork.
That is correct. Nice work. Yes, sir. Clap your hands. Clap. Amy, what? Thank don't you. Do that. Amy's like holding up her hands like,
no,
I knew
no, no.
it.
I just felt close with mine because I was like,
it's the wine bottle opening and pouring.
The pop. Oh, yeah. And
yes.
The pour. Okay.
That is correct. Travis, now.
Good job.
You know we don't have very good prizes here. They don't even provide us with prizes. So I have two options for you. One, I can give you one free shout out, or I have some books still. My new book came out on paperback that I can sign and send to you. Either one you can have.
I think my wife would like the book. Her birthday is coming up March 4th, so I mean, I think that'd be good.
Okay, I'll put you on hold and I'll sign it however you want, yeah. And we'll act like that you made the call. Don't tell her you won on the radio.
I won't.
All right, cool. Hey, thank you for playing. Really appreciate that. Yeah, that's awesome. And my book on paperback is called Bare Bones. But I'm going to tell you about books. Like, I read online. Do you buy the hard books? Because a lot of people buy my book on like iBooks or Kindle or whatever.
Yeah, no, I haven't ever been able to get into that. I either want the book in my hand or I do an audio version.
Oh, audio. Audio version was terrible for me to read. Anyway, it's called Bare Bones if you want to get it. There you go. Never going to get it. He got it. Last dumb fight you've been in with your husband? Can you think of one? Where it was just so trivial that you're like, why are we even doing this? Last night, I'm making my... It's now the point of making because we've watched 100 and something episodes of The Office because I feel like that's my favorite show.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, you have to watch all the episodes so you can fully understand me, which is a stupid thing to think. And she's into it and she likes the show, but she goes, can't we watch This Is Us?
Yeah, because she wants to catch up.
The Walking Dead? Can't we watch Scandal? And I'm like... We only have 3 more seasons. And she goes, she Googles it like to the side. And she goes, that's 86 episodes.
Oh my goodness.
And I was like, well, let's just finish it. 86 episodes, let's rock it. And she's like, ugh. So we're gonna, relationships compromise. So
what's the compromise?
I'm thinking like 10 episodes of The Office to one episode, anything else.
You're awesome.
That's I know. I'm a real treat to be with.
Like there's so many little rules. Like,
but these
know?
Are rules in my life, in my head too. Like,
I know, but you're putting, you're dragging her into it.
Listen,
I don't know
how she puts up with
it. You should just go home today, or if y'all are hanging out tonight or whatever, and you should be like, you know what? Let's watch This Is Us.
We're not going to be able to. She's playing. So what's happening now in Nashville, there's a big convention where radio people come from all over the country.
Uh-huh.
And so she's playing. Her record label is having a big thing. So I'll probably watch This Is Us alone tonight.
You cannot do that. That would be so wrong.
Last trivial fight that you were in?
Probably my husband ate raw purple onions. He's not allowed to do that.
Why?
Because if onions are not cooked, raw onions just have this horrible smell. And some people, their bodies, I guess, just don't metabolize it properly. Like for him, raw onions just like ooze out of his skin.
Oh, you smell
so
them.
He knows he's not allowed. And sometimes he tries to sneak them.
Not allowed, though. Yeah. That makes you want it even more.
Bobby, don't even talk to me. Your girlfriend can't even watch This Is Us.
She can't by herself.
Not allowed. Okay, well, he cannot eat the... Well, fine. If I'm out of town for a week, he can eat them because that's about how long it takes to get out of a system.
Lunchbox?
My wife and I argued about if luck exists because she does not believe in luck. And I tried to tell her that luck is very persistent. It's everywhere. Luck happens all the time. She goes, there is no such thing as luck. And we had a drag-out fight about whether luck is real or not.
Wow.
Don't you feel like that's a really philosophical thing that there's
pretty
really
deep.
No right answer to?
No, there is luck. But that's what happens. It's lucky. You get lucky. There's no way luck doesn't exist. I mean, she's a smart woman, but that is a small person thought.
But what about fate? Does she believe in fate?
Because if you believe in fate, you don't believe in luck.
She believes in fate. She says if it's going to happen, it's going to happen.
Okay.
But a lot of people
so
believe in
no
fate.
Right or wrong
or
there.
Predestination if you get into religion. I don't. This is something that the Lunchbox, you can't prove either way.
No, you can.
No, it's what you have faith in.
Like, if you're at a roulette table and you bet on something and it hits, you just got lucky.
But what if fate was to that you won, you took that money out, and you helped some kid, and that kid ended up going to college, graduating, curing cancer? Like that was all part of fate. It wasn't part of luck. It was part of God's plan.
Mm-hmm.
See. Now you're going way crazy.
No, it's not way. I'm just saying there's no right answer
but
with that.
But do you not believe in luck? Well, like, Bobby is the luckiest person ever. Like,
no, I don't believe I'm lucky. I believe I put myself in so many situations. I lose all the time.
You are pretty lucky, let's just be honest.
See,
how am I lucky?
Say it.
With games, like.
Yeah.
No, I'm practice at games. I do not.
I'm not talking about trivia.
No.
I'm talking about like. Yeah.
I don't ever win the lottery.
Because you don't play.
If you played, I bet you'd win.
No. You guys are being a hater because I work hard and lose a lot, and occasionally I win. Here's the thing about gamblers.
I'm not comparing that
Yes,
stuff.
You are, a little
no,
bit.
No, I'm not.
Gamblers never talk about their losses. Gamblers only talk about their winnings, so that's all you hear are the winnings.
Oh. Let's put it this way. If we put our names in a bag and said, all right, whoever's name gets drawn out gets a $20 bill, the name that's going to be drawn is Bobby.
Hey,
because he's so lucky.
Put five of our names in the bag. I promise you I will not win. Amy, Lunchbox, me, Nada, and Ray. Okay? Our two producers. Do you want to bet $5 that's not? If you're so sure about this, I will bet you $5 that it's not me.
Okay.
Okay. It's a terrible bet for you, but if you're so
sure. But you're always going to win. You
great.
Win every time.
No. I'll be on your team with this. Like, no. Just to clarify.
Whoa, you just
no, I know. I think you're lucky at really random things, but when it comes to your hard work, absolutely, it's all you.
We're just at luck right now.
Okay.
Right? We're going to come back. I'll bet you $5 that my name is not drawn.
Okay, but your name has to be in the bag.
Oh, yeah, that's part of it. I'm not going to rig it.
Never
that
know.
Name will put them in. You know what? I'll make it better. You can bet $5 against my $10.
So I get $10 if you draw your name.
And if you don't, I get $5.
Hey, perfect.
I'll give you even better odds.
Okay. That's called luck.
Do you want some of this action?
Yeah, double or nothing.
No. That's not, you can't yell that when you've not. There's nothing in it.
Oh.
Do you want some of this action?
Yeah.
So you're going to bet $5 too?
Sure.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you. Oh, I got to do this. Ray just handed me a Tell Me Something Good tease. Thank you, Ray. There we go.
Coming up.
Tell Me Something Good.
Yeah.
A cop with the same name as a movie hero ends up kind of being like that movie hero in real life. You're going to hear this and be like, what? That, and we'll do this stupid bet, and I'm going to win some money. Okay.
Hanging out with the Bobby Bones Show.
A man attacks his father with an axe over how to split a pot pie. Listen, chicken pot pies are pretty amazing. Mm-hmm. I'll be for real.
Yeah.
Like, I read this, and I was like, I need to read more before I judge.
Yeah.
Even though the headline seems ridiculous, I was like, I got to get it a little further. A guy in Pennsylvania got into an argument with his parents over the weekend over how much of the pot pie they'd eaten. And he wound up attacking his dad with an axe. And they arrested him. He's 30 years old. His dad's 61. They got into the argument. Talking about dumb arguments. It escalated to the point where what happened was he ate too much of his side of the chicken pot pie. Because listen, they come in circles. It's a circle.
It's a
and
pie.
If you're splitting it, you split right down the middle.
Sure.
Because I used to eat a lot of microwave chicken pot pies.
Oh, Marie Callender's.
What you would do is you cut it and then you take it out and you dump it. But they didn't do that. And so he grabbed an axe and he threw it at his dad's neck.
Mm.
And it just barely cut him a little bit.
Oof.
But yeah, he's probably not all perfectly normal anyway.
You might want to see someone about that.
Dumb fight. Justin and Fort Wayne. Now, this was not like a pot pie knife fight, but this is with your wife. You guys got into something over something dumb. Is that right?
Yeah. Actually, she's got this Walmart in our hometown where she just absolutely loves to go. And we live literally 30 seconds away from a Meijer near our house, and she asked me to go get milk one day, so I agreed. So I went to the Meijer, and I come back with this milk, and she was so mad at me because she felt like that the milk at Meijer didn't taste as good as the milk at Walmart. So we had a good 30-minute fight about where was the best place to get milk.
Now, is there anything to her argument?
I think all the milk's the same. I really don't believe that it's from... Yeah, I think it all comes from the same cows or a couple of cows. It's just what label's on the bottle, actually.
Okay. Amy?
Maybe. I think certain milk tastes different.
I knew you'd have a dissenting opinion. But she won, right, Justin? Like, you go, wife happy, everybody happy?
Yeah. It's definitely what she wants. So I now take the extra 15-minute drive to the Walmart that she likes to get the milk that she likes.
Attaboy. There
it's
you
a good
go.
Husband.
Hey, thank you for the call. Foods that wake you up better than coffee.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Ready.
Number one, oatmeal. It's slow burning but keeps you going all morning.
Okay.
Number two, water. Because if you're dehydrated, it puts your mind into a fog. Like water. Here's the thing about water. I don't even like it because it makes me pee all the time. Yeah. Everybody's like, drink water. Water's fine.
Uh-huh.
There's drink water. If I drink any water after noon, I'm peeing until 10 p.m.
Yeah. I love water. And it does make me feel that way. I feel like a flower petal blooming. I know that sounds lame, but it's just something to think about when you're drinking water. If you feed it to a plant, you see the plant come back to life. Think of your body that way.
Wow.
That's how I convince myself to drink more water.
I just always have to pee. Like, I would just really be dehydrated and look terrible. No, like I get dead weed.
Potential you could reach if you were watered.
Apple cider vinegar, if you do a shot of that.
Love it.
Better than coffee and chia seeds, too.
Oh, okay.
Is that like a chia pet?
No, but similar, yes. But you're not going to sprout a plant out of your face if you eat it.
That's what I think.
It's really good for you.
Yeah.
High in fiber and protein.
Let's do this drawing. Lunchbox is convinced that if we do a drawing, there are five names in the hat. I literally have a 20% chance to win this. He's convinced my name's going to get drawn. Now look, just so everybody knows, and we bet money on this.
Yeah.
I'll give you 10 bucks if I'm drawn.
Yeah.
And you pay me five if I'm not. Look, here's name number one, Amy, going into the hat.
Okay.
Okay. Amy's to my left, the co-host of the show. Here is me, Bobby. Do you see this?
Yeah, I see it, Bobby.
Going in the hat.
I can read that.
Same size. Okay, cool. Here is our web producer, Nada, going into the hat. There are three. There are only five total. Here's you, Lunchbox.
I see my name.
Okay. Last but not least, Ray, our audio producer.
Okay.
Now, we'll shake it up. Do you want to draw?
Yeah, I want to draw.
Okay, I will not win.
You will win.
Go ahead.
Okay, here we go.
Let's see who the lucky person is.
Got it.
All right.
You ready?
Yeah.
Open it up, and don't play the game. Just open it up and read the name.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Ray!
Okay. You owe me money.
Yeah, you said it was going to be Bobby.
Dang it! All right. You are the luckiest person on the show.
You're winning money right now.
Right, exactly.
Draw again. Right. Oh, stop it. Oh. Stop it.
Yes.
Stop
yes.
it. I won.
Yes. Oh.
No, no, yes. no.
Bobby Bones.
Hey, y'all. Brothers and sisters.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones.
Come on.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Our head producer Morgan's in the studio. Morgan, come over here by me for a second and smell my armpits.
Oh.
No, no, just like smell me because this deodorant I have smells like it's rotten. And I smell myself. Like just like smell.
Oh my God. It doesn't smell good. It smells like you're not wearing deodorant.
Right? It smells like it's just been funky in there.
Yeah.
And I'm covered in it. I'm telling you, it's the worst. It's like anti-deodorant.
Okay.
I probably smell great by its, yes, it makes you smell worse. I think Morgan would be honest.
Ugh.
Amy makes her own deodorant, and you're just weird.
I am not weird. There's nothing weird about that.
You create, you make your own deodorant.
Yeah.
Weird doesn't mean bad.
Okay, well then fine. I'm weird.
Also, you guys can all weigh in on this.
Okay.
Eddie's not here today because Eddie slept in past when the show started. And Nada just goes, Nada, web girl's been there.
Been there. Yeah, me too.
And again, what's my rule?
If you're late, you don't come. You have to take the whole day.
It's like you're out.
And that hurts everyone.
You know what? It does hurt everyone because there are things that we can't do if we're missing someone. But do you think that this rule is too much? Amy?
Having personally experienced this rule for myself, it's a little much. And yes, it does hurt everyone. It hurts so much that I haven't been... You don't want to do it again, you know? So I feel like it's sort of appropriate because you feel so bad that you don't want it to ever happen again. And I think that's...
It's just, Eddie's done it like 11-4 times.
Well, that's why I said, for me, I haven't done it again since. But who knows? I may sleep in or not hear my alarm one day. I mean, I don't... No judgment here. I mean, you got to do what you got to do to teach us a lesson. I mean, whatever your goal is, it worked for me. But it does... It does hurt knowing that you're affecting everybody else's work day because things can't get done if you're... Not there.
But nobody gets in, you know, is there like anybody on the air? Like, we're the first ones here. The producers are here first in the morning. Like, Ray and Morgan get here before anybody.
Uh-huh.
They're here, you know, at, I don't even know, 2 in the morning probably. And we come in first, and then everybody else gets for extra time to come in afterward before the show gets started. And he was late. He actually was so late, he didn't even wake up till after time to be here, right?
Right. He called me right at, like, the time he was supposed to be here.
So I was like, you know what? If you can't make it, just stay home. Just take the whole day.
Are you starting to think that that's too harsh?
No, I'm not. I'm thinking the opposite, but I just want to hear you. I want to hear what your opinion is. Lunchbox.
It's too harsh.
Okay.
I mean, mistakes happen. People oversleep. The alarm doesn't go off. Your power goes out, so you don't have an alarm clock. And so...
Oh, his power went out?
I'm saying it could have. That's what
no.
I'm saying.
No.
Like, your power could go out, and your alarm clock could then be disconnected, and then I just think it's like, you should be like, hey, come on in, and just accept his apology.
The fact that you guys don't like the rule makes me think it's right on.
Right. That's why I'm with you. Like, it's not
you're not
good.
You're not with me.
I am. I said.
Wait, have you talked to Eddie?
I haven't talked to him. I've been thinking about if there should be another punishment. I feel like getting a day off from work is easy.
Like, a whooping? Like a public whooping?
Yeah.
Like we take him out and tan his hide?
Mm-hmm. What? Well, you get the day off, but you have the insight. Your insides are beating you up. Like, oh,
Eddie doesn't
dang
care.
It.
Oh, I cared.
Well, so not what's the other punishment, Morgan?
I don't know. I'm out. I'm not. Listen, Morgan's running the show now. That's not me.
Things.
So I'm out. But I wanted to make sure you. Listen, I'm a time guy. If you can't respect everyone's time, then you don't respect anyone. If you're late, period, that means you don't respect the person you're going to see.
But if your body sleeps in accidentally, that's not disrespect.
Okay. Well, we just disagree. It's okay to disagree. This is America. USA, USA.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes you have to leave with an iron fist.
Dang, can you imagine the state of Arkansas if anybody's ever late and you're governor? Don't go into work today.
Becky in Mississippi. Hi, Becky.
Hey, I just wanted to say I think your rule is great because if people are not reprimanded, they continue to get away with little by little, not just being late, but just in general, different types of things.
I felt that too. Like if you give people a little bit and they continue to take advantage of that, it's not a big deal next time because it wasn't a big deal the first time.
Correct. And although it hurts you guys, I mean, in any business, it hurts anybody too. I mean, you're always going to have to pick up that person's slack, but then they feel guilty because they've made, you know, other people mad or had to pick up work for them. So I think it's a great rule.
Well, I appreciate the call. It doesn't matter that you agreed with me. Either way, I think everyone has a different way of governing.
See what you did there.
Yeah. So, but yeah, if people want to, where's Eddie? Who knows? He could be on a Caribbean cruise for all we know. We have no idea. He didn't show up. He was asleep. You know who else got here on time today? Lunchbox got here on time.
Congrats.
Well, congrats to you too, buddy. Yeah. I have an announcement here. This is Amy, my co-host of, holy cow, 11 years?
Yeah.
Wow. And we've pretty much been able to journey Amy's life from the beginning to end. I mean, knew her. She was a granite salesperson.
Yeah.
Came onto the show, had never been on the radio before. Meets this guy, gets married in like 8 weeks.
Yeah. We just celebrated 10 years, by the way.
Wow. And so now she has something she'd like to share with everybody listening here on the show. Let's follow the journey for however many years or months or even days. So, Amy, go ahead. Drum roll, please. Thank you.
I eat meat.
What?
Yeah. So,
what?
Yes.
No way.
I'm back. I'm now a carnivore.
Wait, how long have you been a vegetarian?
Well, pretty much, I try to be about 90% vegetarian. Occasionally, I give in to something. Oh, but I would say 6 years. 6 years ago, I started doing...
I haven't seen you put meat in your mouth in years.
I started doing a vegetarian / vegan lifestyle for fertility stuff because I was trying to get pregnant. And, well, that just never worked. I felt great for a while, but now my body, I think, is shifting and I'm craving meat again and I'm just listening to my body. And that's, for a long time, I wouldn't listen and I would just put it off. And now I'm just, bam, I'm at the store. I'm buying ground meat, ground turkey, ground whatever. My husband's so excited.
Can I give you some advice?
Yeah.
A key to my success has been listening to my body.
Really?
Yeah, to a lot of it.
I think it's important.
I'm always listening
to
my body. Yeah, it makes weird sounds.
I just want to be balanced. Like I'm not going to put myself in a category anymore.
I wonder, and I know you're getting this from a lot of people, what? But I have to say it because it's being thought. Ever since Thomas Rhett, they were adopting the kid.
Yeah.
And then they got pregnant as they were adopting.
Yeah.
Now your two children in the next 30 to 60 days should move into the States and into your home.
Yes.
Are people saying, well, now that the kids are here, you're going to relax with your body and you're going to get pregnant yourself?
Yes.
Is that being said to you a lot?
People have been telling me that for years.
But you haven't had the kids yet. Like,
no,
you're still,
but I mean,
it's been stressful.
That's one thing. And honestly, for people listening, I mean, since you're bringing it up, I'll just throw out there, like, let's just stop saying that to people. Let's just stop.
So you're talking to me?
Not you. I'm just, it's a little, because I'm guilty of it. I know I've said it to people before who are trying to get pregnant, but then they're adopting. And I know I've been that person that's like, you know, once you adopt, like you'll probably get pregnant or once you start the paperwork. But it just, like for me, that hasn't ever happened. And I mean, I'm a mom. Those are officially my kids. They're just not here yet. And I still don't get pregnant. So it's just not Let's just quit saying it.
Okay.
It just makes you think about it even more. And
I'm sorry I said it, but everybody was thinking it.
Oh, I know. Yeah. And I've been guilty of it too. But let's just, I mean, anybody that's going through that, like just cliche comments like that, let's just.
Any cliche comment?
Huh?
Any cliche comment at all?
No, but that one in particular. Sometimes it can be hurtful. It's hurtful for women that are trying to get pregnant that can't.
If you're new to the show, Amy's adopting two children. 6 and 9 years old now?
Yeah, our daughter's gonna be 10 soon.
We've watched them grow up from.
Yeah.
So Amy tried to adopt domestically, but she was moving so much. Her husband's in the military that wasn't able to happen. And they continued the process. And then Amy went on a mission trip to Haiti for a women's conference for church. And when she got over there, she met these kids in an orphanage. And she was like, okay, I think that God put these kids into my life. And so she adopted these kids. And it's taken 3 years.
Yeah, we've hit 4 years.
Wow! It's taken 4 years to get them here, and they should be here in March or April, or I don't know.
I know.
I don't want to jinx it.
Me neither. I'm saying April. My husband's preparing our hearts for May, but I'm like, stop.
Well, because it was March. You were saying March out loud.
It was March, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Who knows? Still could be. My birthday's coming up. I'm making that wish for my birthday. Kids, hey, you know what? When they get here, we can all sit around the table and eat a bunch of meat.
There you go. There you have it. Amy's now enjoying meat.
Yes.
Yeah. Get your Bobby
Bones on. Follow Bobby on Snapchat. Username Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, y'all. I love it when you call the show. We appreciate that because I know there are like 100 things you could be doing right now. And the fact that you pick up your phone and you dial the radio station number, which is a foreign thing, I know, and you sit on hold for a few minutes to talk to us, like that really means a lot. So thank you very much. And people want to talk about all kinds of stuff. Like our lines are as full as a dog tick right now.
Wow.
So here's what we'll do. Earlier, I'd mentioned that Eddie's not here today because Eddie was late to work. And the rule is, and I even wrote this in my book. This has been happening for years. Is that if you're late, just go home. We'll see tomorrow. And it's just the rule. And you guys say you don't like it. And I'm like, hey, I don't like it. But I asked listeners, you know, what do you think about this? And Dave is on in Florida right now. Hey, Dave.
Hey.
Thanks for calling. What do you think about this?
You know, I stand by you. I was a branch manager for a company. We had patients for 33 years. I used to have guys call me in the morning and say, hey, I'm going to be late. And I said, okay, come on in. They could drive 30 minutes, 45 minutes. They'd get to work, and I said, you know what? You couldn't get here on time. Turn around and go home.
You lured them in.
Oh.
I mean, that's a little sadistic. That's like a little more than me. Like, he was like, hey, come on in, buddy. Here you go, puppy. You want a piece of meat? Now go home.
Yeah.
I appreciate the call, Dave. I mean, it's tough to be a boss. It is.
And you have to step up and prove a point.
I know. It stinks, especially with your friends. These are all my friends on the show, too.
Yeah. I mean, the one guy that was a repeat offender.
Yeah. Eddie.
You know, he was a friend.
Yeah. Oh, yours, too. You had an Eddie that worked with you, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, listen, I appreciate the call. Thank you so much. I want to go to Kate in Massachusetts. Kate, you're on the show. Hi.
Hi, Bobby.
Thank you for calling. The shows, they've kind of created this alliance against me. They don't like how the rules are here. What do you think about this?
Well, I own a business in Massachusetts, and I have the same rule. If you're 15 minutes early, you're on time. And if you're on time, you're late. And if you're late, then you just should stay home.
Man. It's like us birds of a feather are all flocking together on both sides. Mm. You can feel it. I appreciate you calling and sticking up for me here. Let me do one more. I promise these are all the calls. I'm not screening anything here. Jesse in Oklahoma City, how are you?
Yes, fine, sir.
Thank you for calling. What would you like to say?
Well, I have the same rule you do. The only difference is, fine, if you're late the first time, just go back home or don't show up. The second time, I'm going to give you a verbal warning that it better not happen again. The third time, I'll just cut you loose.
If that third time he fires them.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Eddie probably fired like 9 times by now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, that easy. We're
Eddie,
not that easy.
Eddie'd be
fire.
Living in a pile of severance checks, like for sure. He'd be like, oh, he's great. Yeah. I appreciate it.
We'd get severance?
For
being late and then getting fired to get severance?
That might be cause. For cause. So, no, maybe not. Don't get any big ideas over there.
Why? I'm not looking to get fired, but.
I'm going to play some songs in a minute, like from my playlist. People always say, hey, what do you listen to? And I'll fire off some songs. If you have iHeartRadio All Access, any of these songs that you hear, boom, you can take them, you can push the button, swipe it, take it, and then you can add it to your phone, and you have it inside iHeartRadio. And then if you go offline, you can listen to it, not use data, that kind of stuff. So I'm going to do that inside of my playlist. So I love iHeartRadio, and you can listen, and wherever you are in the country, you can listen to iHeartCountry's channel to hear our show live. And so I'm going to do that coming up where I play some of my songs. So if you have All Access, have it ready, because you can hit them, because I only listen to good music.
Bam.
I've been polling people myself. All my music's good. Will in Fayetteville, Arkansas. Hey, bud.
Hey, how are you?
Appreciate you calling. I'm good, man. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great, man. I'm the vice chair of the Arkansas Young Republicans, and so I've just been hearing you talk about, you know, your interest to run in for something political in Arkansas, and I just wanted to let you know we're excited about it. I don't really know where you are politically, but if there's anything, I mean, if you're going to run as a Republican in Arkansas, and there's anything that we can do to help you, I just want to let you know that we would love to, and that's pretty exciting.
I appreciate that. Thank you for the call. A lot of people are asking. Let me just say this now. We talked as a show, just as a back thing. I went and had dinner with the governor of Arkansas because I've been saying for a while that I wanted to run for governor of Arkansas. And I was thinking maybe 2018. Like, really? And I can. According to my contract, I can just retire, and then I can go run for governor.
Yeah, I'd rather you wait.
That being said, I have had some meetings with – it's odd whenever you say you want to run and people think you have a chance, who comes and says, hey, I want to volunteer, because if they get into the campaign and you win, then they have spots on your staff. I've learned all this.
Uh-huh.
And so I've had meetings, and on March the 14th is when I can officially say what I'm doing. So that'll be the day. And the show, I had a talk with the show, and my for sure answer isn't out there yet, but I had a talk with the show behind the scenes, and they kind of know where I am leaning, and that's where I'm just going to leave it for right now. But March 14th is when I will make my official declaration if I'm going to run for governor or not.
Okay.
Because there are still a couple things that could happen either way. But I did meet with the governor of Arkansas. I had dinner at his house. It was fantastic. Asked him a lot of questions. Governor Hutchinson was great to me.
That's awesome.
But I want to make a difference, and I want to find the best way for me to make a difference in people's lives. Maybe it's this. Maybe it's being governor. Maybe it's being a senator. You know?
Maybe.
But March 14th, put that on your calendar. That's when I've been told that
I
should make that announcement of what I'm going to do. And I'm not kidding. Like, this is not a joke.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We all kind of thought maybe in the beginning it was sort of a joke. Definitely not.
Yeah, it's not a joke. And I've avoided doing any news interviews about it because I think my listeners deserve to hear it from my mouth first.
Okay.
Before that. Like, I'm not going to do some exclusive and go, hey, I'm only giving this to you. Like, the people that listen to the show deserve to hear what's going on first. So that's it. That's all. I want to get off of that.
March
now.
14th.
Yeah, March 14th will be the official announcement. Music that I've been listening to. People always say, hey, what are you listening to right now? I want to play a few songs that my last four songs played, as a matter of fact. Little Big Town has a song called Happy People that comes out on the record on Friday. Have you heard this?
Mm-mm.
It's really good. I'm going to play some Happy People. This is the chorus, by the way, first.
Whatever makes you happy, people. Happy people don't fail. Happy people just learn. Don't think they're above push and shove. They just let them down.
Kind of cool, huh?
I love it.
Yeah.
They always got a hand or a dollar to spare. Know the golden rule of what you're going through, even if they never been there. If you want to know the secret, can't buy it, gotta make it. You ain't ever gonna be it by taking someone else's away. Never take it for granted, you don't have to understand it. Here's to whatever puts a smile on your face. Whatever makes you happy.
That's new Little Big Town. That'll be on their album too, but you can get it now. If you have iHeartRadio, All Access, boop, there you go. You can get that song. Also, this Marian Hill song, do you know it?
No.
This hook, or this is called Down. Down, da da down, da.
Are you down, da da down, da da down?
Do you know the song?
I don't.
Down, down.
It's so good.
Down, da da down, da da down, da da down, down, down. Everywhere I look at people's hands. Thrown up in the air to help them dance. Come on, baby, catch me if you can. I know you don't have any other plans. Are you down, did it down, did it down, did it down, down, down? Down, did it down, did it down, did it down, down, down.
Then it breaks down.
Oh, okay.
That's cool, right?
Definitely got cool.
No, it sounds like Florence and the Machine meets like Calvin Harris. Like if they had this like weirdo dance baby.
I like the when the beat comes in.
See, I like it more with the piano.
Really?
And then, yeah.
That's where we
differ. Not super into dance music.
Oh, yeah.
Like, oomza, oomza, oomza.
Well, you know me.
And then this song from Devin Dawson. It's called All On Me. It's really good. You got my number, you can call on me. If you in trouble, put the fall on me. When you're mad, you can take it out on me. When it don't add up, you can count on me. When you're low, come get high on me. Make it slow, take your time on me. Settle in, let it out, come and lay on me. When it gets heavy, put the weight on me. Baby, put it all on me. Put it all on me. That's Devin Dawson. That's kind of the jam, right?
I like it.
Yeah. I wanna take you out. Anyway, those are the last songs I've been listening to. Bobby Bones. I do a podcast for my house, and I bring a lot of artists in. I talk a lot of music. It's called The Bobby Cast, and if you go to iHeartRadio, search Bobby Cast. And yesterday, I was talking about music. And so the subject came up. If we find out that an artist is super loaded before they start, like their parents are super loaded, and they fund their lifestyle as they try to be an artist, do we think differently of them as someone who struggles the whole time and like has to eat tuna and live in a van and that kind of thing? And that was the question that we were talking about.
Yeah.
And why was, we were talking about Lana Del Rey. She sings all the sad songs, like, it's every song, right?
Okay. I'm so sad, life is just deep.
They put a beat behind this one. But her dad's a multimillionaire, right?
Is he like some football dude or something?
I don't know.
Okay.
That was a whole discussion too. But it was like, her. She comes from a very wealthy family.
Okay.
So she's able to go out as a new artist and live a pretty easy lifestyle while she creates. Where other artists who don't. Mm. So do you feel like Adam Levine from a super wealthy family? Like, he's able to go out and do music and have to worry about life.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Why did I think Adam Levine lived in his car?
Now, but do you think different? Because I just told you that. Now, do you think different about him?
What? He wasn't on the struggle bus?
You do. Okay, you do.
I sort of do.
That was a test.
I sort of do. And that's not fair. I'm not saying my thoughts are right at all.
Go ahead.
Because, I mean, you can still be talented and work hard.
Absolutely.
But there is a little something to be said with, like, knowing you've got a safety net.
Yeah, and the amenities are much nicer.
Yeah.
And that was my point, and someone got after me on Instagram, like, don't judge. And I know that my kids are probably going to have it easier than I did. Because I came from no money, you know.
I mean, depending on your parenting approach, but I mean, yeah, there's no doubt. I had it easier than my parents did as kids.
So that was what was on the Bobby Catch yesterday, and I was fighting with someone. I wasn't even fighting. I was just like, you know, I'm glad we can have different opinions. And they were like, F. And I was like, whoa.
Slow down.
No, you reason to use the word Flintstone here.
I know. Such a bad word.
March 8th, women are asked to skip work. The Women's March is happening. They're calling for women to remove themselves from work and the economy to show how important women really are.
So you can skip work, but you can't even shop that day either?
They're being asked to take the entire day off.
Of doing nothing.
This is from Bustle.com. Now, I just want to know if you're planning this because
I'm going to add it to my calendar right now. No, my fear is that the show will go on without me and you'll be like, oh, we didn't really miss Amy today, so.
That would never happen. When you're in the bathroom
and
you just forget to come back for a segment, we miss you.
No, I would rather show up to work March 8th than work my butt off and prove my value.
You've already proved your value. $1 million.
So I don't need to come in March 8th.
Whatever. That's going to happen. Just let me.
I mean, I get it. I get what their goal is.
Give me a heads up, please.
I'd rather not risk it.
These people are going out in style. And Tupac, by the way, when he died, some rappers smoked his ashes.
What?
Yeah, it's a bunch of dead.
If he's really dead, but yeah.
He's dead, okay. Stop that.
It's debatable.
Stop that. Jimmy Dean purchased a $350,000. Yeah, purchased a $350,000 piano tune to be buried in. It's like a tomb with a piano in it. Almost $500,000. Elizabeth Taylor wanted to be late to her own funeral.
That's funny.
So she was.
Yeah.
They had the funeral and they brought her in late.
Good.
Johnny Depp paid for this huge tower and cannon so Hunter S. Thompson could be shot from it because that's what he wanted to have done. So the whole article is about people going out in style.
Okay, what do you want? We'll get it for you. We'll hook you up.
Just put me right here in this chair and in this microphone and leave the microphones on and let the show run for a while and let people come in and just talk for a while on the air while I sit right here in my seat. And
do you want to be like stuffed? Like an animal taxidermy?
Listen, when I'm gone, I'm gone. I don't care what. Just leave my body here. Make sure it doesn't stink or anything. For a day. Yeah. And leave the station on. And during the show, people just come in and talk on the microphone while I still sit here.
And we're here doing it with you?
But just you. Everybody else. Okay. Yeah, you have to be there.
I don't know. That's...
Just, hey, prop me up. That's it. Beside the jukebox, if I die. But I want to be propped up against this radio board here. The one, it would probably have the same one, too, that we've had. We have the oldest equipment.
Yeah.
Like, we have the oldest equipment.
Maybe you'll get an upgrade by then.
No, for sure we won't. I just checked.
No. Okay.
No. We have nothing.
Well, we don't even know when you're dying. So.
We don't even have chairs.
That's true.
We'll be in the same chairs.
Oh, I need a. I'm still waiting on my chair with my lumbar support.
What do you want? You're going out. Going
me?
Out in style. Anything? Or do you just want to be... It doesn't matter to you.
I do not want to be propped up here and have people come talk to me. That is what I do know. I mean, I don't know. It's a really good question. I guess I haven't thought about it. I don't even know for sure if I'd want to be cremated or buried.
I just don't care.
Yeah?
I'm gone. Like, do whatever you want, but...
I'm probably not going to be cremated, but...
What if I died on the air? Big ratings for my last plunge.
Yeah, that'd probably set us up nicely.
That's what
right?
I'm saying. Like, yeah.
You're from the show where that guy died live on air. Yep.
Yep.
Were you going to hire me? Because I don't have a job anymore.
Bobby Bones.
Hey, y'all. Brothers and sisters.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones.
Come on.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Angelina Jolie's eating crickets and tarantulas and scorpions. Says the 41-year-old actress and her children happily munched on all those when she was in Cambodia. Like, this isn't weird, right? If you're in Cambodia, isn't it like when in Rome?
Yeah, yeah.
They're making it like she's some weird... I mean, listen, I don't...
Is, right.
Because I'm definitely not normal. But does she have Cambodian kids?
Yes.
Okay, then go eat...
His son?
Yeah, great.
Maybe someone else?
I feel like they're giving her too hard of a time about this because it was a whole headline.
Yeah, I mean... My husband's been places where they serve like cricket tacos and he eats them.
And it's probably as normal as when we eat.
But I mean, restaurants here even, I guess if they're trying to be a little bit different, like yeah. I've seen random cricket tacos on their menu.
Britney Spears' umbrella is up for auction, the one that when she shaved her head, remember that? She started beating the van with it?
Yeah.
And they're going to sell it. They're going to auction it off. A photographer grabbed it.
Mm-hmm. The paparazzi.
Yeah, and now has it. I guess I should call him paparazzi.
Yeah.
The photographer.
Yeah.
That was not a good time for her.
No, that's probably the low.
Yeah. 10 years ago, she attacked a photographer's car with an umbrella, and he grabbed it, and now he's selling it. I just wonder where to go for it, because that is a piece of music history.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I think...
Like, I picture it in my head right now.
Yeah. People will probably buy it. Did you see that someone that bought Hitler's old phone?
Mm-hmm. The one he made the call on, like
that red
right before the end, yeah. For like $200,000.
Yeah,
yeah, and that's historical. Crazy.
And no, I get it. I don't think I want Hitler's phone, you know.
Yeah, it's like when serial killers do paintings
mm-hmm.
in jail, and then people buy them.
Yeah, that's
afterward.
Weird.
It's weird.
Yeah. But Britney's umbrella, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I have top five Britney songs ever in my mind. You want them?
Okay.
Number five. Drive me crazy. Remember who's in the video? Clarissa Explains It All.
How do you remember stuff like that?
Because I like both Britney and Clarissa Explains It All.
Okay.
Number four, I'm a Slave for You. Number three, Sometimes. Oh, out of nowhere.
Sometimes I run.
So good.
Sometimes I hide. Sometimes I'm scared.
Number two, my favorite Britney songs ever. Our first one, Baby One More Time. My favorite Britney song is Oops, I Did It Again. When I was like 19 in radio and that song was out,
yeah.
I made a parody called Oops, I Pooed It Again. It's stupid.
Give us some of it.
I don't remember, but it was like,
you remember everything.
Oops, I Pooed It Again. I pooed in my pants. Now I can dance. My stomach's too full. It was so stupid.
That's why. Night show?
Yeah, yeah. That was back when I was doing. That's crazy at night. I was doing poot songs. Yeah. I'm so edgy.
Wow, you're so ahead of your time.
You see, Jamie Lynn Spears' his daughter was at basketball practice yesterday.
Oh, good.
I follow her on Twitter, and she posted a video. She was like, "Daughter's playing basketball. Like, look,
full recovery.
Like she was
that's
just
awesome.
Jumping around. So yeah, that was awesome."
Bobby Bones.
Gonna go, but appreciate you listening. To hear the replay of the show on iHeartRadio, search Bobby Bones Show on demand. Now, if you ever want to hear the show live and you're anywhere else in outside of like a radio listening area, and to hear it live, just search the iHeartCountry channel on iHeartRadio. Like, there's always something there for you. We appreciate you being here. We hope you're here with us tomorrow. It's Throwback Thursday, so we get to kind of go rogue and play a lot of our old school favorites that we grew up listening to. So I hope you can listen in for that. And I hope you just have a good Wednesday. Appreciate you so much.
Let's go.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Bye, guys. Every time I go on a trip, if I'm traveling for work, if I'm traveling for vacation, if it's like an extended away, I find myself packing an extra bag with essentials. You know, do I have like 4 tubes of toothpaste just in case, or supplies? You know what I mean, right? That's all in the past because people can sign up for Target Circle 360, which gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go, which for me, when I'm talking about packing, it allows me, it could be for a vacation for you, it could be me working, it allows me not to pack as much because it'll all be waiting for me at my destination. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision-making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Kind is calling all flavor chasers. Hey, it's Amy, and Kind has 6 new flavors for whatever you crave. Is it something sweet? Well, try new seeds, fruit, and nuts bars. With flavors like dark chocolate raspberry pumpkin seed, the number one ingredient is seeds. And for something savory, Kind has you covered. Try their roasted nuts and jalapeno bars or rosemary nuts and sea salt bars. They're gluten-free with 5 to 6 grams of protein in every one. The number one ingredient is always seeds or nuts. It's the bar for people who love real food. Try all the new flavors. Shop on Amazon today. In every pair of Tecovas boots, you can expect handmade quality, first wear comfort, and timeless Western style. Tecovas boots are always made from premium bovine and exotic leathers, and with occasional resoling, they're going to last a lifetime. The best way to shop for boots is at your local Tecovas store, where you're going to be greeted by the smell of fresh leather and a friendly smile. So come on in, grab a cold one, get fitted by a pro, and shop the latest styles. Visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas.com. And don't go gently, y'all.